Our Coaches Insight programs are back on the air one final time here in 2024. But don't worry, 2025, it's right around the corner. We'll pick it up then. But an opportunity here to talk with Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Phoenix Tuesday night getting that first conference win of the year, beating KC Harmon by a final score of 51-18. At least you look at the score, coach, off the cusp. Seems like both sides of the ball worked well for you on that game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was better. But as any coach would say, it wasn't good enough yet. we're young, still a little sloppy with the basketball. Just we gotta learn to take care of the ball and not go 100 miles per hour every time we touch it. So a good win, but still plenty to work on.
Yeah, and you guys saw a couple really good teams, at least early on, a 6A opponent in Lawrence Free State to kick things off a couple weeks ago. You've seen Eudora, but then you jump into conference play and get the win. Do you feel like those first couple games against those teams like Eudora and Lawrence Free State kind of carried you into that win, helping you out against KC Harmon?
Oh, for sure. That gave us good film to study, a chance for the girls to get in there and see what we're talking about. Like I say, with youth, you can sit there and practice and coach it all the time, but getting there and letting them see it on film and having opponents like that to have film for them to see was really helpful.
Who played well for you on Tuesday night?
Kai Downing. She came out in the post, and we really established her down low. She had 16 points, 8 rebounds, I believe. She really made her presence felt down low, which kind of opened up some driving lanes and other things for us.
Get an opportunity for one more game before the holiday break on Friday. You'll take on Sumner Academy. What can you tell us about your Friday night opponent?
They're going to come in ready. You know, last year they came in and beat us at home. It kind of cost us a share for the league title. Some of our girls remember that. But they're going to come in and they play hard. I watched some film. They play man-to-man. They're going to try to get after us and make us turn it over.
I was about to say, what's kind of their strength from what you see on film? What do you kind of put the emphasis on in practice this week to really gear up for that matchup?
For us, it's when we're pressured, not going 100 miles an hour. We need to sit back, kind of see the court. Like I tell them, we tend to get fast. Our head tends to get down, and we don't see everything. When we slow it down a little bit, look for open teammates. We really can run an offense and score, especially take advantage of Kai in the post. She's tough to guard down there.
Do you already have kind of an idea set with you and your coaches, kind of what the itinerary looks like for the holiday break when you get that little extra practice time, or does maybe some of it dictate on maybe how the game on Friday goes?
No, we're going to keep going after it. We've got so much to work on, and right out of the break, we have 3 games that first week, so we need to come get after it.
We're talking with Atchison girls basketball coach here, Nick Rebant. A couple more minutes. I want to get you out on a Christmas question here. You know, we've asked, you know, maybe just generic questions to some of our coaches. You know, what do you like about Christmas, your favorite Christmas movie? But I'll ask you this. When you were growing up, was there one specific gift that you really wanted that maybe made you more happy than any other gift that you ever received?
Sure, the party van from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I was a big Ninja Turtle freak, and when I got that, I think that just made my life.
There it is. That's awesome. Well, that's Nick Rebant joining us again, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix, a big win on Tuesday against Harmon, 51-18. They're back in action on Friday at home against Sumner Academy, final game before the holiday break. Coach, appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Have a Merry Christmas.